Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As a leading manifestation advisor with a process that's, well, radically different from the old New Age model, mine is rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and my energetic gifts. Therefore, I created this podcast to help you expand your subconscious limiting beliefs about the potential of deserving the manifestations you're calling in. In each episode, we'll walk through my expanders, a term in my manifestation formula signaling the people that already embody, have, or are successful in what we are looking to call in. These are the people that we witness through our mirror neurons on a subconscious level that expand us into knowing that our manifestations are possible as well. Especially when we hear about their background, their upbringing, their trials and tribulations, and any of their pitfalls that they had to experience along the way. Therefore, you're tuning into this podcast series to show your subconscious that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, you've already started the process of manifesting it. If you enjoy this episode, please leave us our review, comment, and share it with your fellow manifestor that's struggling or could really benefit from the information that you're about to learn. So it's finally the moment we've all been waiting for. I'm so excited I get to announce that we are putting out the December workshop that has been in motion since those eclipses, and it's the one that everybody has been asking for. It's called Up Level. And we really wanted to make this the most jam-packed workshop where people get the most bang for their buck, in the sense that we made it for three stages in the cycles many of us go through in 1 year, primarily how to navigate a rock bottom. I have seen it everywhere in the Facebook group. I keep seeing it in comments. People are going through these rock bottoms because those eclipses, they knocked us into what path we're supposed to be on. And many of us were not growing our self-worth quick enough to get onto that path. And like I always say, the universe never punishes you. That is not how it works. The old rhetoric of manifestation that talks about negative thoughts attract what you don't want. Yeah, right. That's absolutely not true. More importantly, negative thoughts are things we should start to welcome because they are the little roadmap that shows us exactly where we have limiting beliefs. So I really want this particular teaching to talk about and give you the licensing to take a deep breath. Negative thoughts do not determine your manifestations. I had a client yesterday who went through some social bullying in the echo chamber, and she got in touch and she was like, oh my God, I totally get why this happened. You know, I've been in a really negative space. And I was like, are you kidding? That's absolutely not what's happening. And this is why it's so important to learn these energetics that are inside of this workshop. I created them just for you, as if you were in a session of me holding your hand through a rock bottom, exactly the projections, the tests you have to pass, what's really going on, because nothing is as it seems, with totally new subconscious reprogramming exercises inside of it, along with the old DREs. Not old, they're new recorded ones, but there are a lot of tools in there. But so when she said that, I was like, oh, it makes me so mad, the old rhetoric of manifestation, because I lived in that for so long and it really, really paralyzed me. It made me so afraid to feel my feelings. It made me so afraid to have to live in the positive all of the time. And that could not be more farce from how manifestation actually works. Negative thoughts are our friends because they show us the pain, shame, labels that need to be reprogrammed in order for us to manifest from where we actually manifest from, our subconscious, not our thoughts, to project worth and deservingness. So when she said that, I was like, oh girl, that's absolutely not what's going on here. You have been consciously or unconsciously calling in something much better in your career that you are not stepping up to quick enough in your deservingness and your worth. And the universe has it ready for you. It's so close to coming through. But in order to connect, your worth has to align with it. So it's literally like shaking you out of your nest to have to do it in super speed. So if people have those teachings, they can actually navigate it and then connect with their manifestations. It happened to me after the eclipses, and it took everything inside of me to stay on that plate. I mean, I was knocked down so hard, but I knew how to navigate it, and it was so hard to do. And then bam, right after, the book agent came through, the book's happening. I, you know, manifested a contractor that was much more affordable and could see my vision. So many things started to come through that I was asking for and did not feel confident and worthy enough in. And so what's really going on there when we're getting rock bottoms is we are being asked to strengthen our nervous system to hold enough space in our worth to be able to handle what's coming through. And then the other two components that we also, so it's like three workshops in one that we created inside of it, is for the person who's always in a rut or who has been in a very long rut. I like to think about family members or friends who just seem to be in one unhealthy cycle after another, or the wave keeps hitting them, or they're constantly in a bad financial situation. There's also very specific things going on there of how to navigate that. The universe wants to give you what you want if you're ready to step into it and do the work. So that's one other workshop that's inside of Uplevel. And then the third that's in there, which is really exciting, is for the manifester that's in their game and their flow, but they really want to take things to the next level and really hone in on the very specific, very tiny energetics that they just need to unlock in order to unite with it and go to that next space where they're meant to be seen, to be, you know, receiving what they're calling in. So it's kind of for everybody. And most importantly, we wanted to create it because a lot of us go through all of those cycles in one year. Many of us are rock bottom a few times in a year. Then we'll go through a tiny rut, or we'll go through an emotional rut, and then we'll really be in our flow. And we're like, how do we take it to the next level? So it's really cool. There are three workshops in one, essentially. It's really going to teach you some amazing energetics. And most importantly, now that you've done all of this heavy lifting through the DRE challenge, you are all set to play with your energetics. You've unblocked a lot of things. So that's why this is the big reveal. That's why we set our 2019 manifestations in group in November, so we could unlock and unblock and unblock. And then now we can really work with the energetics to really take it 2019 and start out so strong and take it where it can really go, instead of like waiting all of January and February to put those things into motion. We really wanted to prepare you. So we're super stoked. The biggest takeaway from this is please do not push away your negative emotions. Do not push away and suppress your negative feelings, your negative thoughts. They're literally looping in your subconscious, asking you to address them and to reprogram them in order to start to project from a different, empowered and worthy state of being. We manifest from our subconscious. We do not manifest from our thoughts. The actual law of attraction is worthiness and deserving. It is not positivity. So please take a deep breath and let's get into our shadow and darkness. And yeah, let's go 2019. Today's guest, Natalie Miles, is an incredible intuitive. And you guys know me, I'm pretty no on intuitives. I work with some that I'm not a big fan of future projectors when you're doing this work, because the really tricky thing that can happen is, especially if you're not with one that you've worked with a lot and that really understands your patterning, they can plant self-fulfilling prophecies that might not be in alignment with your authentic self. Natalie Miles is absolutely not one of those. She is profound. She's tremendous. We did a reading. She nailed everything. She just channels what your guides are saying. And she's not a future projector. She's really, really working on what's going on right here and now, empowering you and giving you the messages you need. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear this episode. It'll expand you if you are ready to get more intuitive. You know, she has a great podcast out that she's just launched that gives you the tools for that. She channels and gives you a lot of tools for it. And I think you'll find it just super expansive for the person who was born with gifts and had to suppress them and be normal and then finally reclaim them. And she's a really normal person with great style, super grounded, used to be a producer, and finally honored her gifts. And she is really talented at what she does. So I think anybody can get stuff out of this episode. It's awesome. I hope you enjoy it and have a beautiful weekend. Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with Natalie Miles, who is a psychic, intuitive, a medium, and a spiritual, you could say...
guide. I'm mentor. I'm just teaching people to connect to their intuition. So,
amazing.
Yeah, that's the mission.
And you primarily work with spirit guides.
Yes. So how I like to describe it is I'm channeling your guides and my guides and they're having a chat. So I'm all about bringing in, yeah, the energy of what our guides want to share, but also what the energy of, you know, the global collective and what, you know, what wants to be shared through that. But yeah, mainly I label it that I'm connecting with guides. Yeah.
And when did you first notice that you had these gifts?
So I grew up psychic as a child. So I first met my spirit guide aged 5. She appeared at the end of my bed.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm here to guide you. I'm here to protect you. And I'm here to take you on this journey. So yeah, she's been around guiding me. We all have a guide.
We all have
a main guide that's with us from the moment we're born until the moment we pass over. And yeah, she's taken me on a journey, but it's something that I grew up with, but has, you know, I've dipped in and dipped out of it. It's been something that I grew and developed, you know, 16, 17, I went to like psychic circles.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to like a circle in the UK. Mm-hmm. My mum was going and she was like, hey, do you fancy coming along? And I was like,
wow.
Sure, let's go. And that was the first time I realized that I could give messages to people.
Wow.
And then through my 20s, it drifted off. And yeah, and now I'm back doing this full time and it's so aligned. And
I could tell. I had the luxury of having a session with her last week and it was so spot on. And I traditionally... it's not that I advise, but I tell people, like, when you're working with somebody intuitive, make sure that it's somebody that you trust, that you've been around, that's highly referred, just when it's manifestation work, because I'm like, if you're working with somebody who's maybe not super in their integrity, or, you know, there can be sort of self-fulfilling prophecies or limiting beliefs planted. And I think we have such free will that that's why it was so beautiful to work with you, because it wasn't the case whatsoever. It was absolutely like not future projecting. You were really bringing through guides, the messages, exactly what I needed to hear. And I was like, yeah, we have to have her on for the people that are looking for, you know, because when you're stuck, you're really looking for that intuitive guidance that you're perfect for this community. So let's dig in more. Give us your cultural background and upbringing.
So I grew up in the UK, in England. I grew up in a middle-class household. Mm-hmm. In the UK. My dad, my sister, my mom. Yeah, we had a good life. You know, it was good. I had a really good upbringing with education. And yeah, I was lucky. I didn't have any difficulties that kind of got in my way growing up. I found that, you know, things started to change more when I was in my 20s, the things that I had to face.
Wow. But, yeah. And what did those look like?
For me, they look like, I think relationships were the biggest trigger for me around really looking at relationships. They were the things that made me really kind of crave bringing my intuition and bringing my guides in. It's funny, I was thinking about this the other day around the up levels that I've had when I've had relationships end and how I've been called to connect with my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
When I've been through, you know, the first ever big breakup. Mm-hmm. That you have.
Mm-hmm.
At college, you know, at university, and then a 5-year relationship ending at my, you know, just before I turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real, like... I was in a bad space. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is this all happening? But now I look back and you're like, Oh, this so makes sense.
Wow. We have a whole workshop. It's so funny that you're tapping into that right now. You must be feeling our energy. We have an up-level workshop coming out in December exactly for this, of how to navigate those times which we consider rock bottoms. They were also what helped me understand the process of manifestation was learning through that. So I love that that's what connected you, to really tap in and listen and be like, hey, I need help. Show me. Tell me.
Because we're being given those moments. We're being given those key moments to really look at, you know, go inward and be like, okay, what are the blocks? Mm-hmm. Like, why does this keep happening? Absolutely. Why does this keep happening? Why, what am I being asked to look at? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just, the cycles just keep repeating.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what comes through in my sessions is like the blocks come through and it's like, okay, you're repeating these cycles, but it's also, you know, this, a lot of the time it's from family as well.
Oh, totally.
Like this is, you know, this keeps going round and round in circles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I always believe when you hit those rock bottoms or those things, I've noticed like energetically, it's pretty evident and clear each time that it's like you've been calling in something, whether consciously or unconsciously, that you want that's greater. And the universe is like, hey, you're not going quick enough. Like, I need to push you out of your nest to really align your worth with it and get up there. And so it's beautiful that you're touching on that, because the only way you can really arrive is if you deal with those blocks.
Yeah.
In order to feel deserving enough and worthy enough to be in those spaces. So.
We have to do the shadow work. Yeah. I mean, you have to, you know, go deep and do that, you know, and do that and put the love into the shadow side so that you can get what, you know, get those gems off the back of it. It's so key.
So rolling through that, one of the big questions I always ask someone is, what was that huge moment that you were on the floor crying? Like the biggest one that you've ever been through?
Yeah, there's been a few. It's funny, I've been talking about this a lot this week. So this is like all in.
It's all connected.
And it's Venus retrograde as well.
That's
so
what I was
right, we're
say.
All in this energy. For me, the biggest rock bottom was the end of my 5-year relationship, at the end of, you know, as the relationship I was talking about just before I turned 30. We'd been together 5 years, and it was a real time of like me pushing for marriage and babies. And as I approached 30, I think I'd had this ideal of what I thought my life would look like at 30. And suddenly it was like, okay, this isn't matching up. And I started looking back. It was like panic mode.
Yeah.
Like this is controlling panic mode.
And fitting into, you know, a whole programming.
The programming of like, hey, you should be married. Yeah. You should have kids. You should have the career. We should have all this stuff. And it's suddenly like, okay, this isn't here. Why isn't this here? And I remember being, I like to describe it that my guides were giving me messages, like they'll throw us the pebbles and then they'll throw us the bigger rocks and then the big life boulder that's like, are you listening?
Yeah, that's exactly what I believe.
And I had a number of those in the build up to the end of this relationship. Our apartment got flooded.
Wow.
We had a car drive through our living room.
Wow. Yeah, the guides, the universe were like, are you listening?
Are you listening? And it was around that time with the fallout after the car driving through that it was basically like, okay, this is an end. Like, this is ending. And then the build up to that, I was trying to pretend that everything was okay, but there were moments where I remember specifically being in the bathroom on the floor crying, thinking, what is going on? Yeah. Like, why?
Absolutely. This actually pivots me into a question, because I went through a very similar experience with my ex of 6 years, same thing, 30. I think it's very common, and pushing the exact same things. And I had this moment in between being awake and asleep, and this will touch on our session together, where, you know, I don't know if you remember, but the guides were like frustrated that I wasn't listening and tapping in enough. But I had this moment in that unconscious, conscious space where there was a woman's voice that said, it's time to go. And I was like, who's talking to me? Would you suggest that people who go through that would be their guide speaking?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because people always expect sometimes that they're going to, it's interesting that they might either hear like the voice of God, or they might hear it as their own voice, but it will just have a different energy to it. I like to describe it when we get those messages from our guides, it sometimes comes in through the back of the head. So it feels like it will have a different tone. It will sound super calm than your own voice, but instead of the like front external, like the front chatter, it will feel like it's coming from behind the back of the brain. That's just like, you know, yeah, leave, or it's those guiding moments. But yeah,
I love that. Oh, I love that. That's amazing. And what would you say has been your biggest inner child limiting belief that you're trying to work through still today?
Great question. I grew up looking back that I needed to be chosen by others for success.
Absolutely. And where did you pick that up from?
It's interesting. I used to dance as a kid. I used to be on stage. I used to have dance lessons and ballet. And I was performing on a stage from a really young age, like three or four, and like winning competitions. So it became this
you have to be picked.
I have to be picked.
Yeah.
And then I did stuff on stage. And so it was always this, and then sports teams. So it was always this like, you can't succeed unless you're picked. And if you don't succeed, then, you know, you're not the master of your own destiny.
Yeah.
So it was a real programming and part of my own spiritual reactivation.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having this massive download in the bath one
Yay.
Day. It's always in the bath.
Yeah, because it's so feminine. That's where I channel the most too, is water.
Yeah, I was in the bath and just got this massive download that just came through. I was like, I choose me. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And I was then shown by my guides, like all the times in my life where I'd was waiting to be chosen by others.
Oh, it was just sort of like it went through as a montage.
Like a montage.
Oh, so it was dissolved.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what did you notice that's happened in your life since?
So much shift, so much change. It was suddenly like, no, I do choose me, and I put myself first in a good way that I then brought in the right relationship, like stepping into this work, the opportunities. And it was a real shift of like knowing your own worth.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about. I really believe that in the physical body, at least, like when you're on this plane, it's all just about learning our worth and getting back to our wholeness, that we're totally whole and worthy and deserving of anything we want. And
completely.
I love that story. For anyone listening, you are too. Like,
right?
You
completely. Choose yourself. And it's not being selfish. Like, it's not being selfish, because when you put yourself first and you do choose yourself, the right relationships, the right jobs, the right friends, you know, it aligns.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that for anybody. I want to really use you as an expander in this way for the people who have the gifts. And I know that this is what your podcast is all about. So I want you to also touch on that here, because that's literally what you're teaching people, is how to be intuitive, how to really touch into their gifts. For the person who is, because everybody has gifts, everyone on the planet has a gift, and many. So for the person listening who's afraid, I call it coming out of the closet, who's afraid to come out of the closet and use those gifts and tap in and be seen, what would you say to them, or what practices would you offer to them?
Yeah, great question.
Or how you came out as
So for me, it's all about trust and really allowing yourself to trust your gifts and take action on them. And we're all getting the messages and the downloads on a daily basis. We're seeing the signs, and it's about the noticing. It is just noticing the small things around you. And, you know, sometimes you're not going to get those big messages and the signs. It is in those like subtleties. For me, the guides are a great way in to connect to your intuition. They're a really a simple way of accessing them. And the best thing you can do is start calling them in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because a lot of the time our guides will stand back, or they'll work behind the scenes because they're so used to working that way with us. But when we consciously ask them to step forward and ask them to start like giving us messages and guidance, like you will really start to notice that and see that shift.
Mm-hmm.
The one practice that you can, you know, you can do, just spend like, you know, 2 to 5 minutes on your own somewhere in nature or at home, and literally just shut your eyes and ask them to step forward.
Mm.
And actually say it in your head or say it out loud, I want you to step forward. And then just start to notice the feelings and sensations in your body, like the tingles that mm-hmm. might come through, and just notice where your mind wanders. I'm also a really big fan of asking for a sign, like asking for a sign that you're on the right path, that you're on, you know, if you're on the right path and you're on the right track, and get them to like ask them for it and trust the first thing that comes up into your mind.
Absolutely. Do you want to share some of the ways those come through for the person just starting to tap into this?
Yeah. So for me, I always just find like, it might be that you get, and we all receive things differently. So for mine, mine's an owl. So mm-hmm. when I know I'm on the right path, I will see an owl, whether it be from, you know, a picture in a window to a sticker on the back of a car, like they'll appear in really strange ways. And I'm like, okay, I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
But for anyone out there, like that's listening to this, but like, what is my sign? Like how, and I'm just like, go with the first word, the emotion, the color. Someone messaged me the other day and was like, I did this and all I could see was purple.
Perfect.
And then they walked, you know, then they spent, it was, and then they laughed because the rest of the day they kept, you know, they kept seeing the purple. And they were
and
like,
it could be so, like numbers. I mean, mine change all the time. Uh-huh. It'll be people talking to me saying the same things. Like, I feel like it comes through in so many ways. So I love that you're saying trust the first thing, because it really never lies.
It never lies. And that's the thing, is that we're getting the intuitive messages come in, and then the ego mind kind of sabotages it. And because we're so used to, we're programmed to listen to, you know, that part of our mind versus truly listening to our intuition that is like, do this, don't do that, watch for that person, careful of that. And you know, it's about learning how to navigate and learning how to decode the messages.
Absolutely. Do you have any points on that decoding?
Yeah. Around the decoding, I always, you know, we get het up, especially when people are pulling oracle cards and cards these days of, oh my God, I picked the card and then I need to go and find the book. What does the book say? Mm. You know, what does this card mean? And what I say about any message, whether you're getting it from an oracle deck or a tarot deck, or that you're just receiving it as a visual or a feeling or a dream, ask yourself, what does it mean to me?
You. I agree. Oh my gosh, I agree.
Yeah.
And this goes for kind of everything in life, you know, intuitive eating, intuitive work. Like, I mean, as you're doing your work, what to say yes and no to is really starting to tap in and be like, what are my senses saying to me? What does it mean to me?
Yeah, because we, you know, so often people are like, oh, I had this dream about a swan, or I had this dream about a tiger. And then they go on Google. The first thing they do is like, what does the symbol of a tiger mean when you're dreaming? And it's like, okay, stop. That is like the universal symbol, which is helpful. But we, you know, for what a tiger means to you might be different to me. Or if you're dreaming that your teeth are falling out, might be different to me. It's like, the symbols are specific to you because your guides have been giving you, like, it's like a library of, you know, what each symbol as we walk through life means, all the colors and emotions and feelings. And there is, and it's about accessing our own library.
Okay. I love that. Yes, to all of it. Yes, please. Okay. What has been the biggest challenge of coming into this work for yourself? Because I have so many people in this community, and if you want to talk about your podcast, because this is literally what you're helping people do, I have so many people that are so afraid or don't want to fully be seen in this way, or it's too weird and all of that. What do you have to say to them?
Yeah. We're being called up right now to really work with our intuition and use it on an everyday basis. Like, it's so important. And that's why my guides are like, Nat, the podcast, which is called So You Think You're Intuitive. And it's literally me taking you on a journey from resetting your intuition, breaking down your limiting beliefs of what you have around your own intuition, because there is ancestral shame around connecting to our intuition, and taking you on a journey so that you are then reactivating your intuition and then learning how to decode your messages and then how how to live with intuition as well, and how to bring it into your everyday life with intuitive eating, mm-hmm. Relationships, like how you can date, learn, you know, dating intuitively is a thing. Like,
totally.
You know.
And yes, it complements all of this work well. So please go listen to that, because you guys need to learn how to start listening to your senses when you're doing that, to know if something's a hell yes or a no, or what I call tests.
Oh yeah. And they are, and you are given, you know, tests.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I describe it, of is it a, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I say. So, and all these people who are listening are so familiar, because we have a lot of overlap in terminology. That's why I think you're the perfect intuitive.
So I'm interrupting quickly this fantastic episode to answer the question that we receive maybe once a day, where to start. I'm into this manifestation process, but I have no idea where to start. Of course, you can go to the Start Here page that's directly on the blog, and that will give you a video of where to walk through, what to do first, but I'll give you a little run through now. It really, truly depends on why you are here and what your intention is. Say you're here to call in a relationship, you would start with unblocked partnership. Say you're here for money and career, you would start with unblocked opulence. Say you're here because you genuinely just want to set all of your manifestations, creating your list and learning the actual process of how to dance with the universe, you would then want to start with the formula magnetism, which I truly argue, I think everybody should start with. We sent out a survey a few months ago, and truthfully, the main reason why people weren't manifesting, they were stuck, is because they didn't actually learn the process of manifestation. So that's another place to start. Now, if you're wanting to learn the actual four pillars of magnetism, you would start with the roadmaps, which are free, authentic, integrated, and expanded. And those are wonderful because it's kind of like if you were working with me directly. They give you a 3-month outline with week by week steps of how to act on the physical plane, the conscious plane, as well as the subconscious plane. They actually walk you through in depth the reparent shadow and the daily reprogramming exercise as well. And that starts at $30. If you are a parent who is like, oh my God, where do I jump in? I don't have time. I take care of my kids all day. I'm a student. I don't have time. A really great place to start is with the manifestation class I teach every 2 weeks, answering everybody's questions, that is highly informative, called Supported. And that just starts at $3.99 a month. And you can either watch the video or you can listen to it on the go like a podcast. So start anywhere that's calling to you. And we would like to offer you a break that we're not offering anywhere else, using the code MAGNETIC. All one word, lowercase, and that will give you 10% off of your first purchase aside from Supported. So enjoy. Back to the episode.
I really believe that you're the perfect intuitive for this community listening in who is doing this manifestation process, because you really do have a lot of language overlap, exactly like understanding tests, understanding if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. So if you guys are listening and sitting there and you're like, oh, I could just use that push right now of, I'm not decoding my messages that are coming through totally, or I'm not fully there with, I call it a trust muscle. Please, yeah, get in touch with Natalie, because she really will guide you in that. So yeah. I want to show, is it okay if we show some people your gifts? Because you are so beautifully spot on. One question I have is, do you do ancestral? Do you do any reads on that? Or like past lives?
Yeah, I do past lives. Okay. And I do it's interesting around the ancestral work that's been coming through, because it's been about healing the ancestral line. So it's about, I have a lot of women who come to me who are specifically, you know, the story, the thing that they're going through is the same thing with the mother and the grandmother and the great grandmother. And it is about like, okay, great, but how can we heal that?
Yeah.
Like, we can, you know, it's about changing that as a shift and being like, okay, let's acknowledge what that is and, you know, stop it for the next generations going forward.
I love that. Well, let's start there.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that? For me? So she's right. Going to tap
I'm going to tap in and see what this is all about. It's interesting because I know we briefly talked about this on your session, but the idea of what safety is, it's interesting. Like the you know, especially it's all about safety and protection, and you come from a real line of super intuitive women.
I know, it's like,
it's like insane. There's an intensity to it, and they are. But what's interesting is there's been like a lot of women that have come before you on your mother's side that are very much like keeping things under wrap, like keeping things
religion,
like
Catholicism.
Yeah. Like it's all about like keeping it a secret.
Yep.
But doing it in, it's interesting, but your mom and your grandmother are really interesting because it's a secret, but they know it. Like they know it's there, and they've been very clever about how they've accessed their gifts and worked with them to help them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's very much like, this is something we need to keep, like private.
Yeah. I mean, you're so spot on. My mom is so, so deeply, deeply intuitive. I mean, it's unreal, like far surpasses any gifts that I have. And when she was little the whole time, cause her mom was heavily religious and obviously we realized that a lot of that was created to trump our intuition so that we would follow and, you know, follow the leader.
Yeah.
Not all of it for everybody listening, but for my mom's case, for instance, she's a great example that her mother would be like, that's bad. Don't say that. That's the devil's work. You know, there's a lot of that rhetoric that was still going on.
But it's interesting because although you're talking about that, I'm then being shown your grandmother as like a small, like 5-6-year-old girl. And she was like super intuitive and was like really open to all the work. But then it came it became about God. It became about religion. So that's when it kind of got muddied. So again, it's like her being really open as a young child and then the shifts and, you know, around all of that.
And if we could all just stay at those points in our lives, that's where we would be like so magnetic, so intuitive.
Completely. Yeah. Especially as especially as youngsters, like intuitive children, like that's why it's so important as, you know, that we're, you know, anyone out there who's listening, who's a mother or a parent, or, you know, it really wants to and has children, like it's really important to have these conversations with your kids.
Absolutely. We talk about this all
like,
the time.
Hold the space for your kids because they are wanting to share. And if you shut it down and create shame over it, you've instantly planted that seed. You've instantly changed I want to use the word programming. So that's the word I'm going to use.
Yeah. I mean, it's what we use. So that's cool. Not crazy.
I'm supposed to use the word programming right now. It's not normally my language, but I'm supposed to be using the word programming. It's interesting though, because one of your ancestors went on like a crazy long journey. It's interesting. I keep seeing them on a boat and they're like traveling somewhere to like set up a new life, like a new life.
I'm sure a few generations back from UK to here.
Is it UK? Because I'm like, I keep being shown like across the Atlantic. I know that sounds, but there's, I'm like, yeah, it's like three generations on your mother's, there's something about three generations on, it's funny, it's like there's a grandmother, like a three generations grandmother.
Interesting.
And it's a grandmother, but it's like three generations connected to your grandmother. It's interesting, but it's around safety.
Mm-hmm. Everything I do is around safety. It's my biggest control. It's my biggest thing I'm always trying to work through, because the rug was always pulled out from under me. And I'm sure that's generational, because my mom's very much that way. That's where I pick it up from. And I'm like chiseling away day after day at it. But that is my biggest in my relationships and freedoms, my second biggest thing. So anything that impedes on freedom instantly becomes control and safety.
And it's funny because the woman who's chatting away to me right now, she's also talking about like having to move and it not being her choice. Like it was like the family basically being like, right, we're moving, and she's like, whoa, hang on a second. This isn't, you know, it was very quick and it was very like, right, we're doing it, and she didn't feel in control of the move. So there's this interesting energy around like, you know, being in control of your home and being in control of like the groundingness, like being
absolutely
grounded.
And even I, as a child, we moved like every 6 months to a year.
Cool.
Like, from apartment to apartment to apartment. So super, super common.
Yeah. And you were like, as a kid, that didn't make any sense to you. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, hang on a second, we just got comfortable. Like, why are we moving again?
Absolutely. Yeah. Continually.
Yeah.
As a medium, let's have you bring in someone if we can, so people feel that energy.
Yeah. Does there anyone specifically that you want to bring through?
My grandma Sue.
Okay. I'm asking her to step forward.
This is what you guys have to do.
Yeah, you do. Because it's an energy transfer. So you actually have to if I'm doing a session for someone and they're like, oh, I want to speak to someone specifically, I have to ask them to step forward, and I'm then tuning into their energy and the vibes that they then come through. And then they start giving me the pictures and the symbols that they, how they want to, what they want to bring through. And it's funny because I know that she's coming through now because I can't get my words out.
Yeah. It's like you have two things talking.
I've got two things talking. So I'm like, I'm going to tune into her properly. Okay, she has really magnetic energy about her. Mm-hmm. There's something she's got this really powerful, centered energy. Does that make sense?
Very unbelievably strong woman.
She gives me it's interesting because how I'm tuning into her, the energy that comes through her, it makes my hands . It's funny because I had this vibe that she was she could have been a powerful healer. The energy, I feel like I'm getting Reiki energy when I'm talking about her through my hands.
Wow.
It's really interesting. But she, really powerful, but she talks quickly, there's a pace to how she talks. Mm. She's talking really fast to me, which is why I'm okay, just slow down. Knowledge was really important to her, knowing things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. The most well-studied woman in the room, but self-studied.
Yeah. She's showing me all these books.
Yep, I have them all.
Okay, cool. Because what that does is, how they bring through and they give me things to let them, the person I'm reading for, that it is the person I'm speaking about. But this is where your love of knowledge comes from, and getting to the nitty gritty of things, going into the details of things, because that's what she's just saying, her knowledge, the self-knowledge she did, was a thing that made her different to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what set her apart from the rest of the family.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
And it was her way out. Does that make sense?
Or her way into worth.
Okay.
Because she didn't have an education. She never worked a day in her life. So it was her way to be, my grandfather says it best in the room, she could out-politic-talk any politician and also out-nutritional or medical speak to any doctor in the room.
Yeah. She knows so much, but it makes her where it's shoulders above the she did it to be seen.
It was insecurity.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Does that make
sense? And a genuine love of
and
knowledge.
And a genuine love of knowledge.
But to have worth.
But it was a worth. Yeah. It was and it was important to her.
Absolutely.
Super important. I'm asking her what else she wants to say. I don't know why she's showing me this, but I'm going to do it because sometimes this is the thing of this work. Sometimes it won't make sense to me, but it will make sense to you. Mm-hmm. I want to do this with my fingers. Mm. I want to click
my quick.
I don't know why I want to click my fingers, but there's something about, and when I get that, I'm it's either she's working with her hands, or her hands are really important to her. Either she's playing musical instruments, but there's something about how she created with her hands was really important. There was just the flow of energy through her hands. That's why I'm when I'm talking about this Reiki energy, she has all this really powerful energy through her hands and creating things. And I'm like, there's something about her hands.
Does she
really
show you what she looks like?
Let me tune in. Sometimes they give me a hologram.
I'm when I see people speaking or see energy, it's just my mind's eye interpreting the energy. It's not that I fully physically see it.
Yeah, and I say this to anyone who is connecting to people in people think, oh, do you see someone in human form?
Yeah.
They're stood in front of you. And it's for me, it's no, I'm transmitting what I'm seeing as a hologram that I'm then projecting.
It's very similar.
Yeah. Either into my mind or into the space that's in front of me.
Totally.
Okay. How do I want to describe her? She's got like this natural, I want to talk about her hair because her hair is really important to her.
Totally.
Like she's the first thing she was like, talk about my hair. I was like, okay.
All right, let's hear it. Yeah.
But her hair is like, it was, her hair made her feel comfortable. If she was like, had her hair done, mm-hmm. like she's like, there's a pride about her hair, mm-hmm. but it's like, there's a wave to her hair. Mm-hmm. Like it's, and she's just, what else does she want to say? And it's funny because did she have like a, like the clothes that she wore, was there like, it's a weird word to use, but like really uniform. Did she always wear like a, like, it's like someone that always wears like the same kind of skirt with the same kind of top kind of vibe.
Kind of, but like, much more just her whole thing was androgyny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, I'm like, it's a uniform. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's how I want to describe it.
I think what that interpretation would be was that was another way for her. It's kind of like, that's how I interpret my style as well. It's a energetic expression. It was very specific.
Yeah, because she went from showing her hair to like her clothes.
Totally.
Being like of how she showed up in the world.
Yeah. I would love if you do anything like past lives. I would love to experience that. I think that's so helpful for this manifestation work, because this process for everyone is about healing any subconscious programming, shadow, reparenting, ancestral. Mm.
Let me tune into what they want to bring up on like past life stuff. Okay, the first image that I'm getting, and it's really, it's like you in a, you're like, in a box, and like there's a, like a fear of like the spaces, like small spaces, mm-hmm. and it's like you're in this like box, but you're being like transported somewhere, and there's a captive, like you're a captive somewhere, mm-hmm. and you're being like you're a prisoner, and you're being taken somewhere, but you're in a, like this really cramped small space, and you don't know where you're going, and that it's interesting, and I'm asking like where it, but it's European, like it's in Europe, it's European, it's not American, it's European, but you're basically being transported, and you know you're going to like a different country, but you don't know, and I'm like tuning in, I'm like where, what, which area, what time, mm-hmm. Straight up Roman, like it's really long time ago.
Wow.
Like it's like you're on a car, it's there, but it this is their, I'm asking like, why are they bringing this up? And mm-hmm. they're like, it starts really a long time ago, this thing around safety, mm-hmm. around like confinement, and around like freedom.
Yeah. It's everything for me.
Yeah.
What would you suggest? Because like, if you're working in session with somebody mm-hmm. to help break this pattern, yeah. this karma, so that they can choose themselves and be free, what tools or what would it be that you would do to help them free that,
yeah.
that block?
So I'm a really big release letter fan, but I have a certain way of doing it. Mm-hmm. So what you do is, especially around past lives, so any past lives that you know of, you write a letter and that you say, straight up, I release myself with love and kindness. Mm-hmm. I release myself from the old blocks, mm-hmm. old patterns, old stories from this lifetime, past lifetimes, and future lifetimes. Mm-hmm. I release you. What you do is you then go and write down all the past lives that you know of. Mm-hmm. But what's really important, and you can do this with anything, like this is what I say, if you want to release a relationship, you write their name at the top of a piece of paper. But what you do with the past lives and with any of what you're releasing, it's so important that we read it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Because so often we're just like writing this stuff down and we're not reading out loud. And how I like when we're saying stuff to the universe and we connect to our throat chakra and we speak our truth, mm-hmm. because in the end it's about speaking our truth.
Totally.
I suggest burning the letter,
yeah.
getting rid of it. It's a bit witchy, but that's what I love to do. And it really gives the energy a clean slate.
I love that. And I've done those practice, not towards this specifically, which I look forward to, but I love that. I love that practice and the witchiness of it.
And trust, you know, and just notice, like, you know, a lot of the times, if you have a big fear of water, for example, in this lifetime,
you drowned in another.
You drowned in another past life.
It's so obvious, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know it sounds silly, but you know, you don't like to drive, or you've got a thing around driving, like, and it is because people come to me and they're like, I can't do this. Like, mm-hmm. this is something I'm really struggling with. Where does this come from? Mm-hmm. And the guides will say, you know, it's a past life and something that happened to you aged 3 or mm-hmm. 4 that you might not even remember.
Wow.
And the when we go there and we even just by vocalizing it, mm-hmm. we're already, you know, breaking that block.
Totally. I love that. Okay, yeah. Great. What does the collective need to know right now about? So we have the whole up-leveling workshop coming out. I love that you came in knowing all of this. Not like, how psychic is that? She's like talking blocks and patterns and up-leveling. She's totally, you totally tuned in. But what does the collective need to know to flow with 2019 well? Because even in our session, you mentioned that there would be sort of this recession, this bubble happening around finances. Is there anything else like that that we should know about for 2019 to prepare?
Yeah.
This is a global audience, so whatever you're tuning into.
It's really interesting. I feel like between now and the end of the year, we're being asked to really get clear and remove the deep blocks that have been coming up for us all year.
Everyone right now, we're doing the formula magnetism workshop and unblocking through the DRE challenge. So thank you for that.
I love it. So we're being like super cool to do that between now and Christmas, because they're like, if you're not doing this, if you're not really getting clear on that and finally, you know, it's so important to get that kind of sorted, like no more pushing things under the carpet and pretending they don't exist anymore.
Absolutely.
And then no, 2019 just feels like, how I'm being like shown it is that we are going through this massive, rapid transformation around what we want in our society and what that looks like. And we are going to be having to really shine the light on the shadow stuff that we don't want to look at as a society. And there's going to be like no, you know, you're not going to be able to.
What would be examples of that?
So for example, the politics of where we're at, social inclusion, mm-hmm. racial justice, like all of this is like massively coming in. It's all about how can we live an inclusive society?
Yeah, yeah. In true equity.
But the stuff around the money is really interesting. I just feel like how I'm being shown it, there's just this, you know, we're being asked to get really clear on like money and what money means to us. Mm-hmm. And I know I talked about recession and things like that coming in. I just, how they're showing it is like, we're going to be restructuring the paradigms around money.
Great.
Around the banking systems and how we make our money and how we invest our money and how you look after your money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're going to be called to, I'm just channeling what they want to say, that you're going to be cool to be like, this is how I make my money and it needs to be authentically aligned. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And where I spend my money needs to be authentically aligned.
Awesome.
And which brands I'm working with and who, you know, it's about, you know, if we want to make a change, if it's about like, where do we put our energy, you know, whether it's financial or energetically, that's mm-hmm. where we're being called to make the changes. Because there's this vibe of like, you know, we can change politics on like one level.
I agree, but this is way more accessible.
This is deeper, because when we change, you know, how we're showing up in the world, mm-hmm. that's when, how we're investing in things or what we spend our money in.
That's the quickest
change. That's the quickest
change. You want to see quick change, like in society and politics. Even it was so, this is such a good example. I started like being organic at 17 when nobody in the Central Valley had heard of it. And then around like 25, my cousin who's in agriculture, everyone in my family would be like, organic, that's, you know, I have a food scientist for an uncle. And around 25, everybody was like, wow, we see how much money is being made in the organic movement. So you saw McDonald's, everybody start to invest in organic. And it's such a like, vote with your dollars. I mean, obviously vote and do anything you feel called politically, but we have massive control over what we do with our money. So this is such an important thing to be hearing.
Yeah. And it's about, it's interesting because how they're just giving me this download now, it's about like the natural resources, but it's about, you know, how can we do this for everyone? Like, how can we get like, you know, healthy food for mm-hmm. everyone. Like it's about, and that's what's going to be really shifting mm-hmm. into like next year is around that, because I think there's just going to be like more old structures.
And what would be your tips that they're bringing through for people on that? Like how to find more equity in society right now, especially in this country.
Yeah. They're just how they're describing it as, you know, the ripple starts with you. It's about how you show up in the world, and like how you show up means that it then ripples out, and then you impact your family and your community, and that's the important. And it's, and sometimes it, you know, it's not about, you know, just about money. It's about mindset. Mm-hmm. It's just about like the energy that you want to receive, you know, is about like also how you put what you put out.
And this is what we have, like a whole campaign called Be an Expander, because I think that that's what makes this all happen the quickest, is when it starts with you, it trickles to inspire and inspire and inspire. And I love that you're giving that tangibility of a mindset.
Yeah. And they're just, and it's also about, we're going to be called back next year to give back to society. It's also like, they're just saying like the energy transfer is shifting and changing around like how we can build each other up.
Awesome. Yay. Yeah. Yay, I love it. Be an expander. Great. Amazing. And then what do you have coming out soon? Because I know that you led an amazing thing on Samhain.
Samhain.
Yeah. I never can pronounce it correctly. But I'm like just getting into the full paganism. So when I'm reading it, I'm like, how do I say that every time? Even though I'm sure it's in there from ages ago. So you had this incredible workshop that was...
I did a Celebrate Your Ancestor circle on Samhain. So which was basically about celebrating the ancestors and celebrating the land of our ancestors and, you know, the land, the original land of, you know, of who it used to belong to. So it was all about like, you know, celebrating the ancestral lands and, you know, bringing forward our ancestors. So it was a really beautiful circle. And I'm doing online, like an online circle, like every month now going forward.
Because you did it on Zoom.
Anyone can join in wherever in the world. There's a replay as well. So
great.
Yeah, you don't have to be able to join live. So it's funny, the next one, it's like, I don't know the date off the top of my head, but it's like the end of November, and it's going to be, you know, going to bring me the topic in the next little bit. I'm like,
awesome.
It still hasn't set yet. I'm like, but they're like, just wait, it's going to come clear. I'm like, okay. So You Think Your Intuitive podcast.
And where do we find you?
So you can find the podcast at soyouthinkyourintuitive.com. You can find me on Instagram. I am Natalie Miles. Mm-hmm. And my website is www.natalie-miles.com.
Yay. Any last closing things we need to know or anything?
Just keep trusting. Keep trusting your intuition and take action on the messages. Mm-hmm. Our guides get so mad when they're giving us all the signs and the guidance and we don't take action. And that's the scary bit. It is that leap of faith of like, do you know what? I have to take the leap of faith, because when you do, they give you more messages. Like it's a circle. Like the more you trust, the more you get back.
Absolutely. Same with magnetism and manifestation. The more you jump off the cliff, trust, do the work, the more that they come through, you're more magnetic. So
yeah.
I think it's all pretty connected.
It is.
Well, thank you for being here, Natalie. We're so grateful, and we'll have to have you back.
Yeah.
We need more information.
More downloads.
More downloads. Bye guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining today. And if today's episode piqued your curiosity about manifestation, head over to freeandnative.com and click on Start Here, where you'll find a video of me giving you all of my recommendations of how to navigate manifestation from here on out. And again, if you liked it, please comment below, review, and share with a fellow manifester. And if you're looking for the like-minded community that you might be manifesting, head over to our Facebook group called The Secret Society. You can find that on our homepage. And make sure to sign up for our newsletter, where we send out new manifestation content and how to digest it and put it into practice twice a month. Have a beautiful day.